Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Thursday, November 9th, 2017. A UN official is calling for the end of the Saudi coalition's blockade on Yemen and in today's Lives of the Martyrs, a Roman soldier. Uber has a plan to help commuters, and a Japanese company has discovered one way to get their employees to quit smoking. The BBC is reporting that Mark Lowcock, UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, issued a call for the Saudi-led coalition to remove its blockade of war-torn, cholera-ridden Yemen. The blockade was placed on air, land, and sea routes into the country earlier this week after Iranian-backed Houthi rebels fired a ballistic missile into Saudi Arabia, aimed at one of their airports. The missile was intercepted and there were no injuries. Saudi Arabia contends that the purpose of the blockade is to prevent Iran from sending the Houthi rebels any more weapons. In reality, however, it is blocking chlorine pills from passing through the border, something that is urgently needed to battle the cholera epidemic, which has affected over 900,000 people already. And Yemen needs food. Desperately. Lowcock said, quote, "I have told the council that unless those measures are lifted, there will be a famine in Yemen." He continued, "It will be the largest famine the world has seen for many decades, with millions of victims." Today's quote of the day comes from St. Francis de Sales. We must fear God out of love, not love him out of fear. Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Theodore the Tyro. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today at mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Theodore the Tyro was a Roman soldier who served under the Emperor Maximian between the 3rd and 4th centuries. Born in Pontus, he concealed his faith, for at that time Christianity could very well mean a death sentence, and Theodore did not yet feel God calling him to this holy end. As the story goes, Theodore became aware of a certain dragon which was terrorizing the locals and defeated it, thereby giving him the courage to go out into the world publicly as a Christian. When asked to take part in sacrifices to the gods of the empire, Theodore said, quote, "I am a Christian. It is Christ alone that I love. He is the king whom I serve, and to him alone that I want to offer a sacrifice." Left alone and emboldened, he went and destroyed the altar of the goddess Rhea, mother of the gods. Taken into custody, Theodore bravely endured his questioning and vicious tortures, proclaiming, quote, "Your threats do not frighten me, because the power of Christ will be my joy and gladness in torment." Theodore received a vision of Christ and thereafter refused food, saying that Christ had promised him heavenly food. Theodore was torn apart with hooks and burnt alive. Saint Theodore the Tyro, pray for us. Global transportation firm Uber is certainly aiming to live up to its name, which comes from the German word meaning above. The forward-thinking company has come up with plans for a flying taxi and is hoping to revolutionize the daily commute. Courtesy of the Associated Press, here is a clip from their big announcement yesterday.
This, like I said, is a very new kind of aircraft. You can see it here transitioning between vertical takeoff, cruise, and vertical landing. And this all-electric bad boy flies 150 to 200 miles an hour. It ranges up to 60 miles on a single battery charge at launch time for us. And you can imagine what this does to commutes. You can imagine the gnarliest commutes, an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours on the ground, becoming just a handful of minutes in the air. These vehicles for us will initially be piloted. So what we've done is we've separated the passengers from the pilot for safety. This has 4 passenger seats and is optimized for an Uber pool-like experience, which means we need people to be able to get in and out very, very quickly and easily. And our target, and this is ambitious, but I think it's very achievable, is to make this less expensive than driving your own car. Like literally push a button and get a flight becomes cheaper than driving your own car.
Reuters reports that Japanese marketing firm Piella is offering a special incentive to their employees who can quit smoking and remain smoke-free for an entire year. David Pollard reports.
They've already been banished outside by their smoking habit. Now staff at Piala in Tokyo have been dealt another blow. They won't be getting as much leave as their non-smoking colleagues.
I've been waiting to quit for a while, but never really had a reason to. Now I get extra leave, I've managed to.
Non-smokers will get an extra 6 days paid leave on top of their annual allocation, but only after they've been smoke-free for a year.
We have a suggestion box for people to write messages to our boss anonymously, and many complained about the length of break time smokers had compared with non-smokers. That's what triggered this policy.
But there's one person who won't be changing his habits.
People who don't smoke also spend time chatting, especially to the other non-smokers, so I don't agree that non-smokers work harder.
In this Celestial Musings, transgender Virginia delegate-elect Danica Rome was being interviewed on election night about a myriad of topics. One particular clip caught my attention.
If you feel safe, if it is okay for you, without anyone pressuring you into doing something you don't want to do, it's okay to be you. And in the words of St. Francis de Sales, be who you are and be that well, and be you better than anyone else ever could.
Sadly, Danica Rome, like so many, has been infected with this be-who-you-are drivel, which relies 100% on doing whatever you please and 0% on taking into consideration being the person God has created you to be. God did not create Mr. Rome to be confused. God did not create Mr. Rome to lead others into moral error. And God did not create us to sit by and be complicit in the normalization and spreading of transgender ideology, whether by playing along and referring to males as she and females as he, or complicit in our silence. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for king-sized truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, more of the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you. Serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on crusadechannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.